Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, are you protected? Are you protected? Think about all the forms of protection we have in our society today. When you get into your vehicle, there are airbags and seat belts and safety locks and you name it. There's tons of ways just inside of your vehicle that you can feel protected. By the same token, my friends, when you go home, I'm sure you have locks on your doors and windows. I'm sure you have an alarm system set up in your house. We all have ways that we like to feel protected. Yes, my friends and neighbors, even our military is deployed across the world to make sure that if anything happens that should not happen, that the country is adequately protected, that we could stop a threat before it actually starts. Well, in business, my friends, protection is also important. But we also have to know in business what we're protecting ourselves against. We're protecting ourselves against loss. Every form of protection simply protects you against loss. If you have a warranty on your automobile or on an appliance in your home, it's only protecting you against the loss of that appliance. By the same token, in business, we're protecting ourselves against four key components of loss: the loss of people, the loss of productivity, the loss of profitability, and most important, the loss of potential. Yes, my friends and neighbors, every businessman and woman across the country is protecting themselves against four primary losses. And how we protect ourselves determines how far we advance in all forms of business, my friends. So let's outline this in our four-step component of what it takes in order to be adequately protected in business. Four key components. The first one is preparation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, preparation. Remember back in high school, we studied for tests and exams, and then we had to prepare even more by the time we got to college. So preparation is essential in every aspect of life, especially in business. I ask you, my friends, how much do you study, read, and research your industry? How much do you practice and role play? Do you attend training sessions? Hopefully, you're listening to the Success Training Institute podcast and taking the certification courses online. That's a form of preparation. Everything that we do to prepare helps us get better, and it protects us against those items we outlined earlier in our sports, athletic teams, practice. That you can find preparation in every industry, in every form of life, in acting, your favorite movie, whatever it was on the big screen. I can assure you that there was tons of practice, there was script readings, there were casting calls, and there were cuts and takes and retakes and edits and re-edits. Why, my friends and neighbors? Because preparation is so essential in protecting ourselves from major types of losses. Yes, my friends, so that first P is preparation. I challenge you to assess, to grade, to evaluate how well you are prepared to take on the challenges of the business or the industry in which you participate. It's going to make a difference in everything we do. The I says after preparation, there is innovation. What is it, my friends? That's simply the art of creating something new. It's using our imagination, recognizing that our imaginations are powerful, and then implementing what we see in our minds. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, innovation prevents stagnation. Anywhere that there is no creativity, there's going to become a stagnation. People will get in a rut. The reason that most people hate jobs and hate going to work every day is because it's the same all the time. There's no new innovation. It's the same route to work. It's the same clock that's punched in. It's the same one that's punched out. It's the same routine, the same drill every single day, and that's dehumanizing. The art of human excellence, my friends and neighbors, the fine art is innovation. And when we can sit down and create something that didn't exist before, when we can put a new strategy, a new plan, a new system, a new process in place, when we can work to find a way to build a better mousetrap, I know people will often argue that there is no need to reinvent the wheel. I would like to challenge that argument, my friends and neighbors, that we wouldn't have a wheel if there was not for innovation. So if there's no need to reinvent the wheel, why don't we make something that's not a wheel at all? I'm challenging you, my friends and neighbors, to carefully assess what you do, how you do it. And then as we look at the ways we do things, then find out innovative ways to make those things better. Remember the old internet? It was dial-up internet. You had to tap a phone line into a computer and you heard all these funny noises and sounds, and many people accepted the fact that that was the internet. Well, now there is no dial-up internet. You can access it on your phone far quicker than any dial-up system ever could. And because of innovation, we're advancing as society. Because of that same principle, we'll advance as businessmen and women, my friends, when we're committed to the fine art of innovation. That M is also reminds us of the importance of mentorship. That's the next level. You've got preparation, innovation, and mentorship. I always say to expect to excel in the absence of mentorship is like expecting to go to the moon in the absence of a spaceship. Mentorship is valuable because mentors take us places. I would like for you, my friends and neighbors, to list down your top two mentors. Now, the people who teach you, who train you, who pour into you, who will dedicate their life to making sure that yours is just a little bit better, who knows the mistakes that they've made and are committed to not allowing you to make those same mistakes. You see, we seek out what do you call a lot of different things in life. If you're going to college, you're seeking out the best universities and you're looking for the best places to go. If you're going into the workforce, you're scouring all the jobs that are available online and you may go to interview after interview. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that there is nothing that we find that can be as valuable as a dedicated mentor. Very few things we'll find is going to outpace the value of mentorship. I would like for you, my friends, to say, who is my mentor? What do I do to get one? Many people may not have a mentor, and I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to get in position, even ask the question, seek the mentorship of others. You'll be surprised if you just raise your hand how many times you find the right mentor because you are pursuing the mentor. Finally, my friends and neighbors, last but not least, one of the ways we protect ourselves is with positivity. Yes, my friends, there is a power to a positive attitude. Do you know the people who are always smiling, always believing, always advancing? Isn't it amazing that it seems like the most positive person you know is probably the most successful person you know? The one that never complains, the one that always sees the bright side, the one whose glass is always half full, that individual is always the most successful. On the contrary, you take the person who is agitated all the time. They complain. They have always got a problem. There's always something wrong. That's probably not the most successful person you know. My friends and neighbors, nothing protects quite like positivity. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, my friends. And if you did, I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.